Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
All right, welcome to season one, episode one of Twisted Metal, because we said we would cover that.
Yes, it was a shitty Raw.
It was an okay Raw.
It was okay. There was very few things that actually happened. A lot of recaps.
An hour of recaps.
An hour of recaps, 45 minutes of nonstop action. It could have been an hour.
Yeah, that's why we make these under an hour. Yeah, so.
Covers all things.
Yeah, so season six, episode four. Where's Davis, California? Sticking in
Davis,
California.
Huh? Where's that? You know about Davis at all?
I think it's just outside Sacramento.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think it's just west. Probably 20-30 minute drive.
20-30 minute drive?
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. It could be.
Never heard of it.
Could be.
Never heard of it. Doing a West Coast tour, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe that's why they didn't have a whole crew there. They only had a 45-minute episode because nobody's ever heard of Davis, California.
They have a college there, don't they?
What's the college?
Davison? Davis.
Where Steph Curry went.
Something. Yeah, Davis. Davis' son. Where Steph Curry went. But speaking of Sacramento, we are starting off with Mark Henry versus Ken Shamrock. We know he's from Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
Might explain the big pop he gets.
We'll see.
Last time where these guys left off, remember DOA was in the mix. Ahmed, I guess, but we're just getting a singles match here. But Nation of Domination is out with Mark Henry, and Ken Shamrock comes out, big pop, as I mentioned earlier. And about halfway through the ramp, the Pearl River Man himself.
Pearl River Powerhouse.
Right behind him.
Heard he's got family in Davis, so that's why he was there.
Oh, so you have heard of Davis.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I thought he had family in Davis, like Davis County Prison, but he meant Davis, California.
Oh.
Yeah. I did a...
Davis County, Florida.
Davis, California, sorry. But, yeah.
I think it's Dane County. That's where Miami's at.
Dane County?
Is it Dane County?
Dade County, yes.
Dade County.
That's where Rick Ross is from. Your family. Yes. In Dade County.
Yep. Going down to Dade County.
He was a correctional officer.
Then. I know.
Yeah. So that's where I got all confused. Because Rick Ross, most like Ahmed Johnson of all the rappers out there.
Owns a farm.
Does he?
Yeah, he's big into farming now.
So you got like
but so is Bill Gates, you know? It's like that that one percenter.
Yeah. Classic Rick Ross. But yeah, they need a little to even the odds here. Ahmed.
Strength in numbers. Like
who else would you pick after that?
Probably Takuma Chinoku.
Yeah, that would be my guess. That would have been my pick too, but that is not what we do here. There are anything can happen here in the WWF. But it makes sense because Davis, California, Charming California, Sons of Anarchy, Titan Bikes.
Yeah, we know DOA came out with them last time, so let's bring them all out. So, yeah, the whole squad's there to watch this match. And I thought this match was actually Mark Henry, I think his first singles match. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Second singles match that we've seen. Handful of singles matches from this guy. And I will say that I thought he looked great. I thought this match was awesome. The chemistry, I thought, just for having kind of two rooks in the ring together, I thought the chemistry was right. The moves were good. A little stiff, but, you know, they were playing to each other's.
Yeah, I think this is his first singles match since he came back. But he was, he did have a couple before he got hurt or before he did whatever he did. Where his finisher was the bear hug.
Oh,
I think he beat
right.
the Brooklyn Brawler back in like
that is correct
early 97. So
yeah, maybe this is the first time I'm seeing him versus somebody that could like you Casually know wrestle. Yeah, for sure. great match. Shamrock ends up hitting a belly to belly to Mark Henry, and as you would predict with these guys, big krabapple, and Shamrock wins by a disqualification. Let's talk about tonight's agenda. As we left off, a lot of drama with Mike Tyson, Stone Cold, Steve Austin. Don King's gonna meet, have a little talk about his plans with Mike Tyson and Colt Feldman Creamery. HBK has a huge announcement, also
it's agenda
referring
number two
to Mike Tyson. So, and then as we remember from last week, Triple H is indeed gonna put that European title on the line against the man, little OE, Owen Hart, tonight. And they plugged this never-before-seen footage of what happened after Kane burnt Undertaker's coffin at the end of Royal Rumble.
Can't wait for that. That's a pretty big agenda for
yeah.
2 hours.
Let's actually get to that footage right now. they just open it up, and Undertaker's not there.
Well, he burnt to death, right? Yeah, he just evaporated into the air.
Yeah. Maybe.
So we haven't seen Undertaker since then, huh?
We have not. Which is kind of funny because I know you mentioned maybe during the Royal Rumble.
When we recorded the Royal Rumble.
You mentioned Sean got really hurt.
Yeah, he hurt himself.
On his rectum.
On his rectum, yeah, well, we're back.
And I thought maybe he would be out for a couple, but I guess he's not really matching, but neither is I guess with the storyline, Undertaker has to be going, right?
You think we could just do a whole podcast like with that voice, that people would think that we were just special and then we'd become very famous?
Mm-hmm. That's what happened with Amy Schumer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, she's
really white getting fingered.
Yeah. This chick's hilarious. For a girl, a retarded girl, I'm not with guy. I'm just not funny. All right, yeah, so that is tonight's agenda, as we talked about that footage. Jeff Jarrett with Barry Windham and the rest of the guys from NWA, the Jim Cornette and the, help me out here.
Rock and Roll Express.
Rock and Roll Express versus, I thought they were done, the Legion of Doom.
Yeah, look at where that were you on that? That was some bad info. You
I said they were gone. And
then you said, yeah, they were just coming back for a one-time thing because they've been gone. They've been out. They're retired or some shit.
I don't claim to have all the answers. not bad match. Meanwhile, Hawk in this match tries to take care of the Rock and Roll Express outside the ring, and Jim Cornette throws his tennis racket. Windham grabs it and smacks Animal across the back. 1, 2, 3. The NWA wins. Correct me if I'm wrong here. We've only seen this a handful of times. And I actually like when they do this, where the guy is out and he just gets a late kick up.
After?
Yeah. Like, it's not a, like, you know, yeah. He's like, yeah. So Animal does a kick, but it's on, it would be the fourth one.
Ah, yeah. You thought it was a four count.
That is, maybe that's what it was. You don't see guys doing that. Yeah. Let's go backstage where we have D-Generation X, and they're in the locker room, and let's talk about this a little bit. For no reason whatsoever, Sean's like holding up the two titles, the EU and the World Heavyweight Championship, right in Triple H's dick area.
Mm.
Or whatever.
Or whatever.
And then Triple H just drops his pants, and the belts are like perfectly, and he's like moving them around enough that like it's still perfectly covering his junk. If I told you how long I spent going by like a millisecond just to see if I could see something,
that was like the NFL referees in a review, huh? Like
I called my guy New York. Yeah. That's exactly what it was, like zooming in on the blades of grass.
Did you see anything?
No, I didn't.
No.
I don't know whether I saw this. I said this about in the Royal Rumble when it was Ken Shamrock versus The Rock, and he like pulled his shit out. Like, I don't know how they're just getting, like, I don't know what they're doing. Good tuckers, maybe?
Yeah, you gotta, they're professionals.
Are they professional just tuckers? Good tuckers? Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Tucker.
Yeah, Chris Tucker. You're crazy, Jesus. It's crazy! Sean does say a few words here as he strokes his own ego and addresses that he should let Stone Cold and Mike Tyson just wrestle at WrestleMania.
Well, they do have some beef.
Yeah, like everyone wants to see it.
And Alex has kicked the title right here around Triple H's cock.
And then Sean realizes
he's got to do something, right?
Well, I am the main event.
What do you hit that William Shatner thing? Now I can't get that out of my head. The show stop. So help you, I made a bet. Meanwhile, Sean is wearing a referee's uniform. And then he realizes, well, I
do call it right down the middle. As the Undertaker.
Maybe.
I guess so. I guess this is where they could be going. I don't think that Stone Cold would be happy with that, though. Just a little hunch I have.
Yeah, I could see why, but yeah. So, I guess good proposal, but I think the people still want to see a title on the line. Either way, let's get back to the ring. We got Goldust and Luna versus the man they call Vader. We remember last time this beef still hasn't ended, and it kind of escalated a little bit more at the Royal Rumble. When Vader was number 30.
Yeah. And Goldust eliminated him pretty quick.
Pretty quick, indeed.
And this time we've got a little twist. Goldust dressed up as Vader.
Whoa. And Luna dressed up as Vader.
So it's a Vader on Vader with Vader watching action.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty hot to me.
I saw it, but it is. Yeah, it does seem very hot. Chase, I know you're not listening, but you would love this match. Big Vader guy.
Huge Vader guy. Put them Vader socks on. Get some lotion out, some Lubriderm.
Yeah, you think he still wears the Vader socks I got him?
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Yeah, just
I bet he conceived his baby in the Vader socks.
Really?
I think they're going to name the baby Van. Big Van Vader.
Big Van Vader. Three words, too, right? Yeah. Vader actually dominates a lot of this match, and Vader does connect and hits that Vader bomb, goes for the pin, and the lights come out. My God, that's got to be Kane.
Uh-oh. It's warming up even more.
Why is Kane coming out here?
I try not to attempt to understand the mind of a psychopathic burn victim, but I would say it's too...
Yeah,
Tombstone Vader would be my guess. When I saw his lights come on and he come out, I was like, 98% chance he's Tombstoning Vader here.
For sure.
And I was correct.
Yeah, but let's rewind it. Vader actually holds his own for a little bit.
Yeah, he does.
Vader does do a pile driver to Kane, which I thought was scary.
Yeah, no sells it too. Boom, right back up.
Yeah.
Up and at him.
And then Vader gets met with a tombstone. So I guess Kane has to do something now that his... Well, the Undertaker's what? Just dust in the wind?
The Undertaker's dust in the wind. Dust in the wind. Undertaker's dust in the wind.
Undertaker. Boy, we really got to spice up this Raw, huh? New Age Outlaws, Billy Gunn and the Road Dogg, Jesse James versus Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie. You'd love to see it, right?
Well, Chains was already out earlier, wasn't he?
Hmm?
Chains?
No,
from
Chainsaw.
DOA.
Chainsaw Charlie.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Chains was out earlier, so I think you got the notes in the wrong place.
No.
Chains was out earlier with Ahmed and Ken Shamrock.
Chain saw Charlie.
Chains.
No.
It's Chains with a Z, isn't it?
Chainsaw Charlie.
Yeah, Chainsaw Charlie. Who's Charlie?
Charlie is Chainsaw Charlie.
I think...
With Cactus Jack.
Yeah, Cactus Jack. Okay, I understand who that is. But then who's Charlie?
Chainsaw Charlie.
I know, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to figure out.
Are you asking who Charlie is?
Yeah, because we already saw
Chainsaw
Charlie. He's not out now. Is Chains the new DOA member? Is Chains Crush's real name? Is
Crush
Charlie?
And Change are two different
Chains
people.
Saw Charlie.
Chains
is Charlie
has
Crush.
To do with it.
Is Charlie Crush.
Chains has nothing to do with this match at
then
all.
Then why are you saying Chains?
I said Chainsaw Charlie.
I know what you're saying. I'm trying to understand
Chainsaw
why you're saying
Charlie.
Why are you saying Chainsaw Charlie if Chains isn't here? Who's Charlie? Can you edit this out so we can get back on track here?
Who's up first? Also, we did mention We did mention, it's just so weird. The last episode, I think we mentioned The Fiend and Terry Funk.
Did we mention them both?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I went back and listened to this one. I mean, these will air probably 2-3 weeks later, but do we just stop mentioning people?
And then
we're like, wrestler A versus wrestler B. I'm tired of people dying.
Yeah, RIP to both of The Fiend, unexpectedly. Yeah. Terry Funk, more expectedly, but sad nonetheless. I listened to Busted Open Radio on Sirius XM, and they had a pretty good tribute to Terry Funk with, like, Mick Foley was on there and JR and a bunch of people, but it was pretty funny to hear the stories. Yeah, The Fiend, though, that's a crazy one.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of the Wyatt family gone? Isn't that crazy?
Two turds. Yeah. So, New Age Outlaws versus Cactus Jack and Charlie Chainsaw, comma Charlie. Is that all I need to say? Comma Charlie?
Oh, comma Charlie. Okay. Yeah. I got it now.
His name is Chainsaw.
Wait, comma Mustafa?
Oh, God damn it. Chainsaw Charlie. Who's Charlie?
Comma Mustafa?
What? Change C's, Charlie? All right, Outlaws are coming out in baseball catcher uniforms. Like the equipment. So they got the chest.
Wow, it's protective, right?
Yeah. Is that because they're probably going to get some headshots here?
Boom, headshot.
Let's talk about the New Age Outlaws. Always coming out in something different and unique. I like it. They even have like their own like new shirts that they'll make every week. Why does Billy Gunn still have, like, the rockabilly trunks on?
He's trying to make the character work, dude.
We need Honky Tonk Man to make some sense out of all this. All right, so Cactus Jack and Billy Gunn are just going to do some damage outside on the entrance ramp while Chainsaw Charlie and Road Dogg are in the ring. Fast forward a little bit here. Cactus Jack will hit a double arm DDT to Billy Gunn in the ring and goes for the cover, but Road Dogg is there to interrupt. And Chainsaw Charlie's had enough, so let's throw a couple 2-3 dozen chairs in the ring. Yeah, there's probably, I don't know, 10 to 16 different chairs in there. Where are these chairs at?
They're just under the ring, side of the ring, in the ring area.
So they're all just prepositions.
And they're like,
on.
They're there just in case, like, they oversold the arena, you know, like, oh shit, we need a few more seats.
Well, you know, Davis.
Yeah, they never.
You can't be too sure.
Can't be too sure in Davis, California.
Chair shots all around to the New Age Outlaws. Bam. And what would be Cactus Jack in a DQ match if he doesn't also mandible claw the ref? So that happens, and then more chair shots continue. Inside the ring, they take Road Dogg, throw him on the ground, throw two to three chairs on him, and Chainsaw Charlie, at the age of 60?
He's probably 50 here, 52.
Okay.
I think I remember them saying that he was 52 when they wanted to take titles.
Okay. Either way, there's a fucking moonsault on top turnbuckle onto Road Dogg, who's covered in chairs. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, what did he live to?
77 or so, something like that.
25.
Pretty good.
Do the math.
Yeah. Gotta think, given all the punishment he put himself through, that's not bad.
Yeah, no, not bad at
all. We should all.
If I could do all that, I am. You know, mid-70s?
Yeah, right.
For fucking sure. Yeah. This was very short, but they did plug the pay-per-view coming up, No Way Out.
And they're calling it In Your House. I thought we were done with In Your House.
I wanted to bring that up, too.
What?
We are done, but it didn't. I think JR says that, but it doesn't say it on the actual, like,
No Way Out. I don't know.
All right, so yeah, that pay-per-view will be plugged. Our next match, Too Sexy Brian Christopher versus Pantera. I will say that maybe the Raw before this was really bad, but I actually liked King on commentary here because he's still in denial that Brian Christopher is his son. And then JR would be like, something's like, why are you rooting for Too Sexy? Like, I was, no, I'm rooting for both of them. Yeah.
Go Pantera.
Yeah, that's what he says. He goes, I wish I had a son. You know, the other day I was watching football, I had no one to grab me the remote.
Yeah, that's a good line.
Yeah.
I think he also says, he's like, well, Pantera's old man. Yeah, I'm sure he's proud of him, but I don't know who
he is. Exactly. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that one, too. I would have forgot that one. Either way, Brian Christopher does a sunset flip to Pantera, and that looked really rough outside of the ring. It was a big...
Yeah, like sunset flip powerbomb onto the mat.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Yeah. Brian Christopher then goes for a leg drop off the top turnbuckle. Pantera moves and gets the roll up for the win there. I guess King is forced to shake Pantera's hand. Let's talk about that. Did he mention that he's going to shake the winner's hand or something? Or he'll shake
Pantera's hand? He must have said something. It was very honorable of him, right?
Either way, King ends up attacking Pantera. A little trickery there. Let's go backstage where we have Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie. And they're being interviewed. DX comes up and approaches them. Talking about the infamous Terry Funk and Cactus Jack himself. Meanwhile, this is just a ruse, a distraction. DX is distracting these guys while the New Age Outlaws attack them from the back. Trash cans and Giants Raw is War, like barrels?
And a whole fence.
And a whole fence.
Where do they get the fence in an arena like that?
I don't know. Probably next to the chairs.
Ah, you're right.
All right, let's bring the headbangers out. First, the Quebecers, who we've seen last week.
We're the Quebecers. Yeah,
we're the Quebecers. Yeah, Mosh wins by a roll-up, and then they just start attacking the headbangers right
after. Yeah, Quebecers' finisher is pretty dope, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like a
Boston Crab.
And then a leg
drop. And then he does a leg drop on top of him.
Yeah. Which has to be tough because... Normally, you do a leg drop and they're on their back, but in the Boston Crab, they're on their stomach. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a very cool move. I don't know if these guys are good.
They have that cool move?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how cool these guys
are. Well, they have English, cool that's cool.
Well, you can't speak English in Quebec, even still. It's illegal, Tom. We've talked about this.
Oh, you're right.
All right, let's get that European title shot out of the way. Owen Hart versus Triple H. Triple H is coming out with a crutch still.
What?
And correct me if I'm wrong, but his nose looks fucking longer than it
ever
has.
It's a protruding proboscis for sure.
Yeah.
And he looks a little taller, I think. He's a little taller.
Yeah. China looks a little smaller.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. China looks smaller, so it makes Triple H look taller. Either way, midway through the match, Triple H, apparently his hair isn't his hair?
Oh, no. He's got blue hair under his hair.
Yeah. I didn't know his second character was a Starbucks employee.
Oh. Shout out to Starbucks, our sponsor today. It's pumpkin spice season.
Yep.
Shout out to Peas. It's pumpkin spice.
This isn't Triple H at all, is it?
Nope.
It's Gold Dust.
It's Gold Dust. What did JR call him?
He calls Hunter Dust.
Hunter Dust.
Which I think you could have got a better name.
Yeah. Right? Hunter Dust. Hunter Hearst. Gold Dust, I feel like, is better.
The Golden H.
Homo, homo, homo.
Hey, he said he wasn't queer.
No, you're right.
That's on the record. So I guess we're just going to go on with this match. That is clearly Gold Dust. In the match, though, Luna does hit Owen with that crutch, and Hunter Dust goes to set up a pedigree. Owen reverses it into a sharpshooter, and Hunter Dust taps. So what is going on here?
You got the win over Hunter Dust.
Do you? But do you get the title, even though it wasn't against Triple H?
Well, luckily we have DX on the Titantron to answer all of these pressing questions.
They're loving this.
They're loving it. Big jokester, guys. Nothing we really approve of here on the podcast.
Let's get down to business.
What are they doing?
This
is a mockery.
Let's bring the mouth of the South to make sense of this, shall we?
The mouth of the South?
Yeah.
Sergeant Slaughter.
No. Come on, dude.
Jimmy Hart?
Yes, the only one that can make sense of this. Jimmy Hart, the mouth is up. Actually, we don't. We do get Commissioner Slaughter that's coming out, and he goes, Hunter, you could have fooled me. Actually, you really did fool me. I thought that was you in the ring, so I'm going to give the title to Owen.
Whoa! And that's, big twist.
He was convinced enough. I like that.
I like that, too. You know, now they give their comeuppance.
So, Owen... new European champion. I did not have that on my big
one. No, I did not either, so that was big.
All right, we pretty much ended here with Don King's promo. That's about 7 minutes long, but he says this exact thing 7 or 8 times in a row, that the Nevada State Commission says that Mike Tyson cannot fight, so they're going to need to find some sort of loophole.
Yeah, so he's basically like, Don King and Vince McMahon are going to bring these two forces together at WrestleMania, March 29th, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mike Tyson. Mike wants Stone Cold. Stone Cold wants Mike. So it's my job, me and Vince McMahon, to bring these two guys, these two forces together. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mike Tyson, March 29th, WrestleMania. Vince McMahon and I are going to bring them together, one way or another. The Athletic Commission won't let Mike fight, but he's got to make a living. So me and Vince McMahon need to find a creative solution to bring Stone Cold Steve Austin and Iron Mike Tyson together.
On March 29th. Just the last thing on March 29th, that was memorized verbatim. Wow, yeah, that was the exact cover. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I do a good Don King.
Yeah. Then we're going to end it with Stone Cold's promo in the ring. There was just a lot of hype for that. I think one of the lines he says, if making a living is me kicking your ass, I ain't much of a living, jackass. I really don't think he says jackass after any of these things. But in order for me to like make the promo a little bit better, I got to
I think the other big takeaway is March 14th, he'll be in Houston, Texas. All you got to do is show up, Mike.
All right, so what's the 14th?
Is that No Way Out? Or is that just a day? Is that just a Raw?
It's 2 weeks before WrestleMania.
Yeah, so it's probably not No Way Out.
Yeah, who knows? Well, they'll be in tech. They'll be in Texas.
Maybe he said February 14th. I don't know.
Go to Valentine's Day?
Yeah, maybe they're going on a nice date.
If you really want your ass kicked and licked, boy, BD. Is February 14th?
It's BD Day.
Yeah. Who carries this Raw? I mean, it's gotta be Goldust, right?
Goldust, yeah,
and all of his characters.
It all. Goldust doing it all. The Goldust had more time than DX, I think, this episode.
I'm the multiple personality, like Vader in the beginning, and then Triple H. I'm the multiple personality. He does it all. With Luna Bichon. Watch the next one?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Good night.
And God bless wrestling.